This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Yes, well, I'm a boat rocker. I'm not Bradley Dean, but I am a boat rocker. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in today for my friend Bradley Dean. Haven't had the opportunity to sit in for Bradley here for, golly, quite some time. And got a hold of me just on Monday. The coach needs you to cover for me. So it's always an honor to be sitting in for him. You can find a little bit more information about me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. I do a daily internet podcast on the internet. You can find it at CoachDaveLive.com. And we do edgy stuff, edgy Christianity. That's right. Confrontational Christianity. I don't know if Bradley uses that term or not, but that's what he is. He's a confrontational Christian as well. And boat rockers. We're both boat rockers. Honored to be sitting in here with him today. And I'm sorry. Just give me some time. If you're a Bradley Dean fan and you hear a different voice come in, a guest host come in, sometimes you say, oh, God. It's like, you know, if you're listening to Limbaugh and he's got Mark Stein or something, a lot of people tune off. So just give me a few minutes because I think what you're going to hear here today is going to be very, very pertinent. And love to be able to hear from you. Love for you to be able to join us, in fact. Now, listen, during the second segment, I'm going to bring in a friend of mine by the name of Mark Trump. And I just had a situation. I live in Ohio, and I pulled up into my driveway. I was out doing some work. I pulled into my driveway, and there's a van sitting in my driveway. And I jumped out, and it's a utility guy dressed in he's got on his yellow fluorescent green, whatever they call that, little vest. I said, what are you doing? He said, oh, we're changing out your meter, your electric meter. I said, is it a smart one? You putting a smart meter in? He kind of chuckled and said, well, I wouldn't call it that. But see, folks, that's what it is. It is a smart meter. And we don't really understand about that and the spying and all that stuff that's going on. Mark Trump is going to join us here in about 10 minutes, and he's going to explain to us why all this stuff matters and 5G and what the heck is going on in America with the spying and all the cyber sleuthing. But, man, what a time to be alive in America today, folks. And I don't know where you are politically, and I don't care whether you like Trump or whether you don't like Donald Trump. I don't care whether you think it is a two-card Monty, whether or not they're just playing us all for a bunch of fools. I don't care, whatever. There is something crazy going on in the good old U.S. of A. And, I know that Bradley and I differ a little bit on our perspective on Trump, and I'm one of those guys that says the same thing. I couldn't care less about who's president of the United States. If the church stands up and becomes the church, then we have a chance. If the church doesn't arise up and become the church, then we don't have a chance. And that whether it be the will of God that Donald Trump be president of the United States today or whatever, I mean, whether Donald Trump's part of the deep state, I don't. Time's going to prove all that to us. But that's not really the central focus of what I'm trying to talk about today. What I'm asking you today, there's something crazy going on in this country. And we need to know this, my friends, that the Bible teaches us that there is no demilitarized zone in this battle. Jesus said he would put, God said he would put enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, between his seed and her seed, that there would be an eternal struggle, right and wrong, good and evil, dark and light, playing out right before us. It's happening. It's like no time in world history has it ever been like this, the times in which we live. That's why I say what an exciting time to be alive. But see, we're going to have to make a decision whether we're going to be spectators in this battle or whether we as Christians are going to get actively involved and really begin to understand that despite what you may have heard from your pastor, this world does not belong to the devil. When Jesus died on the cross, 1 John 3:8, he said, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, that he would destroy the works of the devil. That's what Jesus told us. And when Jesus hung on the cross, he spread out his arms and he put those nails into his wrists. He said, it is finished. Now, what was finished? What was finished? He destroyed the works of the devil. Because of his death on the cross, we now can enter into the kingdom of God, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. John the Baptist, Jesus, both preached that message. It's about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us. The kingdom of God is present. It is not the same as heaven. Heaven is a place where we're going to end up, but right now there's a kingdom of God that's in kingdom of light. It's in struggle against the kingdom of darkness, and it's playing out before us in a political realm. If you can understand that the politics is directly connected to the forces of darkness and the forces of light. Now, the problem we have, one of the problems we have, is we don't know who the good guys are. We don't know who the bad guys are. We really don't know. Republicans, are they the good guys? Democrats, are they the bad guys? Who are the good guys and the bad guys? And why is it that we're so confused when we find out that this deep state that is this swamp that is everywhere, why is it that we're shocked to find out that the swamp includes both good guys and bad guys, both Republicans and Democrats? Are we going to wake up and understand that just because you have an R before your name doesn't mean you're a good guy? Do we understand this, folks? Do we really understand the battle that's raging before us? Do we really understand that Jesus said to some of those who claim to be his followers, you are of your father the devil, Jesus said, and the works of your daddy you are going to do. So one of the biggest problems we have in America today is that one of discernment. Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? And how do we figure this whole thing out? So that's what I look about. One of the things that's really become important to me and what we're trying to do here at Coach Dave Live. Again, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for my friend Bradley Dean today, is what are we going to do about it? But I think ultimately, as we look out on the spectrum of America, we look across the landscape, it's about equal justice. Equal justice. That's really what we see, isn't it? I don't care what your political beliefs are. I don't care which team you hold the pom-poms for. You would have to agree with me, would you not, that Donald Trump seems to be getting an entirely different treatment than what Hillary Clinton got. Or Michael Flynn is getting a whole different treatment than what John Podesta got. Equal justice under the law. Why is this happening and what's going on? Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? You get a chance here at the break, just go visit our new website that we started called Equal Justice Tour. EqualJusticeTour.com, and we are fighting hard to combat against the forces of darkness and demand that there be equal justice in our political system, see, we have a judicial system, we have a legal system, but we don't have a justice system. Our justice is unequal in America. We see it everywhere we look. As I try to explain to everybody, we're nothing more than a banana republic. If we as Christians don't get actively involved, actively engaged against these forces of darkness, then we are going to permit the forces of darkness, dare I say, the devil's kids, they're going to run things. Is that what we want it to be, folks? We got to make a decision where we are, how we're going to fight, what we're going to do. Hey, we're going to be right back on the other side. Mark Trump is going to talk to us about smartphones, smart meters. 5G, what is going on in America? Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back on the other side.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation."
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Boat rockers. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean here today. I was just listening to the commercial break there, and boy, a couple things I want to make you aware of. Number one, you just heard the advertisement from Rob Pugh and from Leighton Howerton about the Rimfire Conference in Montana on October 25th. Bradley Dean's going to be there. Coach Dave's going to be there. And if you're anywhere out in that Montana area, I got to tell you something. You want to be part of this event. You can go to CoachDaveLive.com, click on events, and you're going to find all the information you want to about the Rimfire Conference. And then also, just this weekend, see, Bradley's going to be at the Rimfire Conference. I'm going to be at the Rimfire Conference October 25th in Montana. But this weekend coming up, I'm going to be at a Faith and Freedom Conference in Pennsylvania. Erie, Pennsylvania, with who? Bradley Dean. That's right. We are doing everything we can to get out and try to help people get engaged, folks. So you can find more information about all of these events at CoachDaveLive.com and Faith and Freedom Conference of Pennsylvania and the Rimfire Conference in Montana, as well as several other things that we're trying to do. So get in there, get involved. We've got to help Christians get involved. I mentioned before we went to break. That I came home and they were changing out the meter on my house. And I pulled up and I asked the guy, I said, what's going on? He said, we're changing out your meter. I said, is it a smart meter? He said, he just kind of looked at me and chuckled, said, no, not really. It's not really a smart meter, but it is. It's a smart meter. And so I've been kind of stewing about that all day and thinking about 5G and internet sleuths and people peeking in on your personal life and gathering your data and Facebook and YouTube and iTube and MeTube and HimTube and everywhere they're gathering our data. And is this something that we need to be concerned about? So I turned to my cyber expert, Mark Trump, and I said, Mark, the heck, man, what's going on here, Mark, with these smart meters? Is this something we should be concerned about? Hey, Mark, come on and join us, man. Should we, hey. Mark? What are these things, man?
Can you hear me, Coach?
Yeah, got you great.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm just as amazed by the growth of technology as you are, and certainly appreciate this opportunity to share a little bit about it. But yeah, smart meters, you know, you got 5G, you have your phones, you have all the devices in your home that's radiating. And see, we don't know the impact of that because you can't see it. You don't know if you have, you know, your neighbor's wireless access points overlaying your home, giving you double the exposure. Or maybe you're in a trailer court and you look out your window and they're putting a pole up. And maybe they have 8 or 10 meters on the pole. So are you getting radiated by 8 or 10 times the number of homes radiation than you should be paying for?
Let me stop you here just a second, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
This is for dummies.
Mm-hmm.
This is for dummies. From guys like me who grew up in the hills of Ohio. As I sit right now, I'm on my porch, Mark. I'm on my back porch sitting down here.
Mm-hmm.
The truth of the matter is there are sun waves that are coming down. I can't see them, but there's sun rays that are coming down. And
sure,
if I'm right, there's AM and FM waves that are moving all throughout the environment. I don't see them, but they're there, aren't they, Mark? And then now we have cell phone waves that they're waving everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They were 2Gs, then they became 4Gs, and now they're 5Gs.
Right.
And my microwave's working, and my telephone's doing. So we are sitting right here on my back porch. I got all kinds of waves that are crossing through my environment. Right, Mark?
That's exactly right. And you bring about a very important point that most people don't realize. So let me ask you something. Is it okay to eat aluminum? Is it okay? Is it okay to eat iron or maybe magnesium? Well, look at a multivitamin. We're taking it, right? But we're taking milligrams. We're taking little bitty tiny doses. So what about titanium dioxide or other heavy metals that are in our environment? See, when they do testing on either radiation or metals or things in our foods, maybe it's a chemical. Did you know bacon has arsenic in it? Pig salt, which is used to cure the bacon, but if they use too much, you could die. But the point is it's in there. It's in there. And we can't see it. It's too small for us to see. So they regulate it. So the government comes in and says, wait a minute, let me make sure that's okay. So they take your phone and they hold it 6 inches away from a measuring device and they, oh, that's plenty. Well, how far is my phone from my head? You know, when I'm listening to it.
It's against
how far
it,
is it? Yeah, how far is it from my leg when it's in my pocket? Is it 6 inches?
How about when I go to bed at night, Mark, and my phone's sitting right on the bedstand beside me?
Well, at least you got distance, because as radiation travels, it dissipates. Think about a lantern in the middle of the woods, how quickly the light fades. So closer you are to it, proximity is the most important thing. So if you're next to a smart meter, so if you took and looked at your house plan and looked at your bedroom, why is it that many, many people's bedrooms have their bed right outside the wall from a meter? Many homes do. Their bedrooms are right next to those smart meters or maybe a pole outside with radiating information. Moving your bedroom away from that smart meter is going to lower your dose by multiples from that smart meter. So what are we talking about here?
That smart meter is giving off waves, even though I don't even realize it, even though maybe I don't feel them, it is giving them off continuously.
And it's safe. The government says it's safe. That's because they don't do the cumulative dose. They're not measuring the effect of 5G with 4G and 3G and 1X, you know, and all the other radiation. No, they got a clean room. They turn on a 5G antenna, and they measure it all in a clean environment to make sure 5G is okay. But we are getting radiated by a cumulative amount of radiation. You mentioned AM, FM, and all the rest. See, it accumulates. And over your life, that cellular breakdown of your immune system and the other functions that radiation impacts, your blood cells, for instance.
So wait a minute.
Blood cells, yeah.
So, yep. Mark, when I go to Fort Myers Beach and I sit on the beach, the first day I'm out there, my skin gets a little bit red. But when I go back the next day and I sit out there, my wife says, honey, you better cover up because you got burnt a little bit yesterday. And it's a cumulative effect of sitting under that sun. Are you telling me the same thing's going on in my house with smart meters and X-ray? Is that going on, Mark?
Yes. Yes, yes, except you're accumulating that dose over your lifetime, which is shortening your life expectancy, and it's giving you diseases that you would typically find yourself well from. But since your immune system is depleted due to the radiation that we're being bathed in, our immune systems are non-responsive to many things. Now, how do we prove this? Well, it's invisible. So the most you can do is see your health effects until we can find ways to identify those waves, as you call them, the frequencies in the air. And what's important here is they're not your own. So I give this example. It's brief. If someone, your neighbor, come over to your house each morning as you're drinking your coffee and you set your cup down, let him in, and he smacks you across the face and he says, have a good day, and he walks away. Well, your face has a big handprint on it. But it goes away, and you're healed up. Your pride's hurt, but then every day he does that. So finally you call the police, and they say, look at here, we have a law against him smacking you across the face. But there's no laws against the radiation that he's be blasting you with next door. He might have a ham radio, or he may have a lot of other frequencies in his home that you don't know about. He may have upgraded to a super-duper powerful router to give him lots of access. You don't know that, but you're getting radiated by it. And you don't get the pleasant smack on the face to tell you. And well, it's cumulative, and it's affecting your long-term health, and there's no laws against it. That's called digital trespassing.
I just thought about this. So when I go like to a hotel or wherever I go, or here at my own house, people come to my house and say, do you have an internet password? And I say, yeah, and I give them my internet password. And all that does, Mark, is give them access to the waves that are already here in my house, right? They're
already here in my house.
But if they don't have They don't have the password. They can't pick them up.
Well, your neighbor next door, I'm looking at their house next door. You could walk over there and give them your password, and they're getting your radiation too, probably.
Oh, my goodness.
So are you complicit to harming those neighbors of yours with your own equipment? Well, it's no laws against it. So I don't need to look into that, do I? Until they regulate something, we don't look into these things.
So the smart meter that this guy just changed out of my house, he can take his little digital thing and say, oh, that's not very high. It's not very high. But if they give me two dips today and two dips tomorrow and two dips the next day and two dips at the end of the week, I've had 10 dips of this stuff, right?
That's right. And it's a continual process of degrading your bodily functions. And there's many functions. I've spoken about, you know, your immune system, your T cell count, your red blood cells, your white blood cells, your brain function. Your brain works with electromagnetic signals from all the rest of your body.
Mark, we got to run to break. Folks, don't go away. We're going to pick this up on the other side.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are reacting to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's decision to launch an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Georgia Republican Doug Collins compares Democrats' impeachment inquiry to the Price is Right game, Plinko.
They just drop the thing in and see which way it bounces. Well, first it was Mueller, first it was this, first it was a Mike, and they just trying to hit the imaginary target of getting rid of a president that they don't like. You don't do it this way.
On the other side of the aisle, Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California says the transcript released today by President Trump was more damaging than he expected.
It is shocking at another level that the White House would release these notes and felt that somehow this would help the president's case or cause.
E-cigarette giant Juul has announced that CEO Kevin Burns has resigned. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yes, sir. This is one boat rocker, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in today for Bradley Dean. Man, are we after. Hey, folks, listen. CoachDaveLive.com. That's where you find me, CoachDaveLive.com. I do a daily morning show, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Time, depending on what time of year it is. And it's all archived. We are boat rockers like Bradley Dean. Our stuff is all archived there. We'd love for you to be able to come and visit our website, see what we do, and get involved with us. As I said, we're going to be in Erie, Pennsylvania this weekend. Bradley will be there. You can find all this stuff at CoachDaveLive.com. We're going to be at the Rimfire Conference in Montana coming up at the end of the month. That is all at CoachDaveLive.com. Check us out, and we sure do appreciate your support. So I'm sitting here. I got Mark Crump, who's my favorite cyber guru, cyber me. I don't even know what that word means, cyberspace. They talk about being out in cyberspace. What does that even mean, cyberspace? And I got thinking about the radiation waves. I'm thinking right now, if I could turn on my AM radio station right where I sit here in my house in Ohio, how many different radio stations I could probably pick up on my radio? A lot of them, probably, right? Well, what does that tell you? It tells me that there are a lot of waves out there that I'm not even aware of. 610 WTVN and WRFDs, they're going on out there, and 1480, it's playing. And because I'm not tuned in doesn't mean the waves aren't out there, right? So I was thinking about what we were just talking about. And so Mark Trump opened my eyes to this. What if I lived in the city? Or what if I lived in an area where there were a bunch of apartments? What if I lived in a complex, an apartment complex with 30 different apartment buildings in there, and everybody in there has internet, and everybody in there has a cell phone. Well, the truth of the matter is the cell phone and the internet are nothing more than waves moving through space that we cannot see. Mark Trump, how can this possibly be good for us?
Well, it's not. It's convenient. It enables us to communicate and makes businesses run smoother and make more money at the cost of our health. So as with all the inventions and technology, there comes a cost. So the question is, are we aware of the risk before we put these products out there? And the one thing I'd like to point out is before any regulation comes, widespread use of a new technology occurs. So before chemtrails or stratospheric atmospheric injection is regulated, it's going to be done and tested for a long time. The long-term effects aren't going to be known because it hasn't been long-term. It's a new thing. So there's limited data they can identify for long-term effects of anything new. Technology is the realm of knowledge. Knowledge is the realm of advancement. So as we gain more knowledge, we advance, we make things better, but it always comes at a risk and a cost. You know, in the workplace, technology's coming in and it removes the workers and we're putting in machines and artificial intelligence systems. At what cost? Well, what do you do with the people? What about all the cashiers? What about all the truck drivers that are going to be, you know, jobless because of autonomous semi-trucks that are driving around the roads with self-driving algorithms to keep us safe? Where do the truck drivers go? Well, it's humans. Humans seem to be, coach, of this era, humans are expendable. So I guess humans can just go to the wayside. They don't really worry about where all the people go. So I don't know. Should regulation be in front of everything? No. Should common sense? Of course. But whenever you got a capitalist society and we're developing new technologies, these things happen. And they're not good for us. But they're invisible. Everything, like if somebody was polluting you and it was in your water, it's also somewhat invisible, but you can at least take your water somewhere to be tested to find it's got uranium or cesium in it from the Fukushima nuclear plant. You can't take a handful of radiation somewhere and say, where does this come from?
Hey, Mark,
it's invisible.
I was just thinking of something. I came home the other night. My wife had, I was late getting home, and my wife had made a really, really good dinner, but you know, I got home and it was cold. And I didn't complain to her. I said, honey, is there anything left over? She said, sure, it's in the refrigerator. And I went in the refrigerator, and I got it out of the refrigerator. And, Mark, you know what I did with it? I stuck it in the microwave. And I put it in that microwave, and it was only in there about 90 seconds. And I opened the door, and I pulled it out, and all of a sudden, my meal was hot. Now, Mark, how did my meal get hot inside that? How did those waves make my meal hot? And
good question.
The other waves not making my body hot, or are they?
Good question. So let's think about crystal for a minute. And whenever the opera singer hits a note, what happens to the crystal?
It shatters.
It vibrates. So everything that on Earth has a natural frequency, and you can have a frequency that causes those elements and those substances to vibrate. That's what happens inside a microwave, is the waves actually call the atoms inside the food to vibrate, and it causes friction, and the friction heats up your beverage. Now,
if I leave it in there too long, it blows up all over the microwave, doesn't it?
Well, let's just say you left it in there until there was nothing left. What would be left? This is interesting. It would be stone. It would be solid. It would be a solid material. Now, I got a question for you. Whenever Lot and his wife left Sodom and his wife looked back and then Sodom was destroyed, some say with a nuclear blast, what did Lot's wife turn into?
It turned into a pillar of salt.
From maybe a high intense amount of radiation.
Wow.
Like
Mark.
If you had left something in your microwave for a long, long time, it would return to a solid substance. So maybe this radiation thing is very important to our life expectancy. Maybe before the camp.
You mean to tell me that it's a possibility that all of these waves and these smart meters and the cell phones and the internet, Mark, are you telling me that this could be causing maybe cancer? This could be causing some type of diseases in us? This could be causing some type of physical reaction in our bodies?
It shortens our life. Now, is that biblical? Well, let's see. Before Noah, how old did we live to be, Coach?
Well,
1,000 years.
Yeah, 1,000 years.
Then it rained. And
but
then
they didn't
rained.
Have smartphones,
well,
Mark. They didn't have smartphones.
I know. Well, check it out. Day 2 of the Bible said God separated the waters. Waters above the waters, waters below the waters. Well, when you look up in the sky, you don't see waters. No, they fell. They fell, and it flooded the earth. And now we don't have those waters up there, Coach, blocking the radiation of the sun. And how long do we live after Noah?
Are you kidding me? So Methuselah was
120 years.
Methuselah was 989 years or something like that, the oldest guy that ever lived. And you're telling me that he was able to live that long because he was protected from the ultraviolet rays of the sun, maybe by a water covering that was over, a canopy?
Not maybe, Coach. God said so. God said he put that there. And yes, Methuselah did live that old. And yes, after Noah, we didn't. So what happened to our radiation barrier? It fell.
Mm.
And guess what? Why did it fall? It's because of sin. We sin so badly in 1,000 years that he limited our life to 10% of what it could have been without sin.
Wow. Are you there, man? Did I lose you?
Yeah, you got me, but it's radiation. So the devil's learned how to use radiation to shorten our lives. So what do you think he's been doing since the water fell from the sky? He's been adding frequencies. How come they didn't take away AM radio whenever FM came? How come they didn't take away 1X when 3G came? How come they don't take those towers down and just keep 4G? Why don't they take all those towers away that have 4G, 3G, 1X, the ones you named? And why are they adding 5G? Why do we need all those old ones? We can't buy phones for them. So why do we need those frequencies in the air?
Mark, you said
it's
almost
not to shorten our lives.
Tinfoil hat stuff here, Mark, huh? The devil.
Well, be careful with tinfoil hats. They'll cure your depression and you might wake up.
Folks, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. This is eye-opening and head-scratching stuff. Try to figure out why what is with the plethora of cancers in America today? What is with some of the, dare I say it, Mark? What is with some of the psychosomatic diseases? What's with the mental illness? Why is it that we look around, Mark, and it seems to me, pardon me, I'm going to show my colors here, that some of these demon crafts are really demon possessed? Mark, is it a possibility that these waves are coming from the dark side and they are doing good things, appear to be doing good things for us, but the end result is they're causing us great harm?
Well, Coach, there's two types of people getting radiation. There's people who are targeted, intentionally radiated with excessive doses of both radioactive elements physically in their body to remote radiation from out on a street into their homes or skies down into their homes. And there's non-targeted people receiving general mass doses of radiation everywhere they go. There's only two kinds of people, targeted and not targeted.
So when my grandson gets this great big squirt gun, and he decides that he wants to squirt his sister, I get hit. I'm not targeted, but I get hit
with
that water as well, right?
Wait, how come secondhand smoke is such a big deal, Coach, for cigarette smokers? Whenever secondhand emissions are what's killing us. We don't get a Surgeon General warning on our wireless router, our cell phone, but it's killing us. So why don't we? It's not regulated.
Well, folks, when we come back, listen, this is fascinating. Hey, Mark, when we come back, God said, let there be light. God spoke and something happened. Did God have a frequency? Are there frequencies, folks? The Holy Spirit, does he have a frequency? We're going to talk about that right on the other side. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, sitting in for Bradley Dean with Mark Trump, talking about radiation waves.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Man, I wish we had about 3 hours. I wish I had 3 hours of Mark Trump. Coach Dave Doppelmayr sitting in for Bradley Dean today. I want to thank Bradley for giving me this opportunity. Sure appreciate everything Bradley does. As I said, he's going to be speaking along with me in Erie, Pennsylvania this weekend. And then we're going to be together at the Rimfire Conference. This is all you can find. It's in Montana. You can find all of this, folks, on my website, CoachDaveLive.com. If you've never seen Bradley in person, live and in person, that's well worth the trip. I'm talking with Mark Trump here, and I just kind of baited him before we went to break. We're talking about waves today, sound waves and internet waves and microwaves and sun rays and waves. And I said, you know, Mark, in Genesis, it seems to me that God created everything with his voice, right? God
Amen.
Said, God said, God said. And every time he said something, a creative force went forward. Mark, is it possible that even, how about this one, Mark? My sheep hear my voice, and another voice they won't hear. Does that mean that there must be some type of wavelength that you can get in on with God? That unless you're born again of the Spirit of God, you don't have that download. You don't have that receptor. You don't have that internet passcode that you can hear from the Lord. There's something to this wave stuff coming out of the mouth of God, isn't there, Mark?
Amen. Amen. There's so much to this subject, Coach. First of all, let me caveat this with the fact that I've been accused of being a literalist. So when I look at the Bible and God says this and this and this and the Word says this, I believe it. I'm a literalist. So I'm guilty. So if you're a literalist, God said, let there be light. God said, actually, be light. But whenever he said that, that's an interesting thing because sunlight didn't occur until day four. On day one, he said, let there be light.
Day one, he said, let there be light. But he didn't create the sun till day three.
Four.
Is that right, Mark?
Four. Day four.
So he created light before he created the sun.
That's right. So his voice, be light, spoke, and it actually created something called light. Well, if we just took a moment and said, what is that light? What is it? If it's not sunlight, what is it? Well, what did he do with it? He separated the darkness. So this kind of light that he created on day one is associated with separating darkness. So verse 2 of the Bible, the earth was out form and void, darkness was on the face of the deep. So where was the earth when God created light on day one? Some say, you know, creation. Well, let's just take a quick look. He separated the darkness on day one. Day two, he separated the waters. So what was under the darkness? God moved on the face of the waters, and he separated the waters, waters over the waters, waters under the water. So there were water under the darkness. But then where was the earth? I still say, where was the earth? So on day one, when he created light, where was the earth? Under the darkness were the waters, and under the waters, what was there? On day three, he gathered all the waters below the waters in one place. He moved them in one place in dry land formed, and he called it earth. So where was the earth? Under the waters, which were under the darkness, which he separated with light.
Wow.
So the earth was already created per verse one of the Bible, which was before the darkness. Verse one said God created heavens and the earth. So then darkness came. Did God create the darkness? Does it say that anywhere? No, it says he separated the darkness. So what created the darkness, Coach? And then you got day four sunlight, which is separate, of course. So you got a frequency. God spoke. He spoke everything into existence. And
there's power in his word.
And what do we have to look forward to? When Jesus comes back, what is the sword of the Spirit? Is it a physical sword, Coach?
No, it's the word.
Ooh, is that a word? Is that more frequency? Is that a sound? You mean God spoke and created, and then Jesus is going to come back and destroy? Is that what you're saying?
Mark, my sheep hear my voice.
So that means
that God's voice, Mark, it's a wavelength, isn't it?
It has to cross over into this dimension, which this dimension has physics. So he's a spirit being, as our spirit men are, but we must cross over into the spirit realm as we are here on planet Earth. So in this atmosphere, sound needs an atmosphere to propagate. So, yes, he needs to speak. There was sound. I fully believe that. But not only that, when Abel was killed, his blood called out from the ground. God heard it. He heard blood. So does that mean God hears our blood? Does that mean he hears the blood? Does that mean God hears the blood of all the innocent babies? And he knows the sound of each one. Is that the truth? That's what the Bible says. He heard Abel's blood calling out from the ground. So frequencies.
So listen, Mark, until you're born again of the Spirit of God, my Bible tells me, Jesus said, unless you're born again, you can't even see the kingdom. You can't enter into the kingdom. So in other words, Mark, if I understand this right, the Holy Spirit is a password. It is a receptacle. It is a computer app that connects you to the sound wave of God that you cannot hear if you do not have that Holy Spirit download. Is that a stretch?
No, it's not a stretch. And if you look at what Jesus said, and the reason that Jesus came is to take back what was stolen. What was stolen from us in the garden? It was our spirits. And then we were destined to live a life in flesh on earth. So when Jesus came back, he made a way for us to return and get our spirit back and be assembled again. We couldn't be assembled with the Holy Spirit until Jesus came. We had it in the beginning. I believe Adam had the Holy Spirit, and he walked with God because God can't be around sin, and he was with Adam until sin. That means he was in a body that God could be around that included a spirit man, a flesh man, as well as, you know, he was at the throne of grace with God. So I believe that whenever Jesus came, he gave us a way to have a spirit. But, like you said, we must have the spirit in order to be with God. It's not a matter of tuning in. We are with him when we have the spirit. We are part of him. We're part of the body of Christ, which is God. Now, we're not tuning in. It's far greater than that because we know that Jesus says in the Bible to some, I don't know you. How would Jesus not know someone?
Wow.
Right?
Yes. Hey, Mark, this is deep, man. This is deep. So,
well,
Mark, when I got born again of the Spirit of God, I began to see things entirely different, in a whole different light. Could it be because I got the password? I now had the ability to understand the things of the Spirit that I had never understood before until I'd gotten that computer download? Could that possibly be, Mark?
I mean, certainly he is going to reveal, and look at it this way, is he going to reveal knowledge to us anymore without us being someone that he can trust? You know, we have taken knowledge over and over and over and done evil with it. That's why he limited our life so much. That's why, you know, knowledge was what did he not want us to have in the garden? Knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge.
Amen.
The watchers came. The fallen angels did things. They shared knowledge with us. Forbidden knowledge. And then we got judged at the time of Noah. What's happening now with technology? Are we using technology for good? This show started with how we're using technology to kill one another.
Amen.
Radiation. So, again, we're using knowledge in an evil way against God's creation. We're not taking into account the side effects. What do we need to do? We need to be aware of these things and start to change our habits, just like you did when your mind was renewed. You look at the world differently. You look at the world differently, and you adjust your routine. And you start to avoid things that maybe you didn't use, that you wouldn't avoid before.
Wow.
Like sin.
Wow.
Like radiation, like bad foods that's got metal in them that you're eating, like cosmetics that have titanium dioxide, like textiles that the FDA has exemptions for us to absorb metals that can then be assembled with the same radiation we're talking about. So it's a twofold attack. Our bodies need to be controlled remotely. So that requires metal in our bodies so that they can connect to us. And in many instances, they don't even need that. They can actually take a bioelectric signature and identify who we are at this point. We're all unique individual bioelectric beings. We have a field. And these fields emanate around us and can be detected. So that field is actually radiation. So we are a radiation source. How do you think we can feel something from another person?
Listen,
yeah.
I hear the music. Mark, I hear the music. We've got to run. So it's not 5G. We need HG. We need the Holy
Amen.
Ghost, right? Not
Holy
5G.
Holy Ghost, that's right.
Give
Amen,
me that
Coach.
HG. That's the answer to everything. Folks, Dave Dobenmeyer, Coach Dave, sitting in for Bradley Dean.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.